I'm thrilled to be here. I'm an old public health nurse. Any other public health nurses here? A whole room full. Do any of you belong to, like, your own mass, like we have in Massachusetts, the public health department and association, and these are voluntary members who come together once a month and meet and talk about issues. You have stuff like that? Yeah. No? Oh, well, get it going. We would meet, and we had on our committee, we had this committee, which naturally developed around the issue of housing, because I just happened to be located at Boston University Medical School, which had a over 100-year-old program in delivering care to people at home. So here I am, public health nurse, and here I am teaching medical students how to deliver care to elders at home. Well, that was a piece of cake, right? But all of a sudden, in the late 80s in Boston, you know, something like a tragedy that happened here in New Orleans, we had gentrification. And a lot of our chronically ill elderly patients were living in tenement houses in the south end of Boston. Anybody around here know the south end of Boston? All right. Well, out of like maybe over 5,000 rooming house rooms where our patients were located, today you couldn't find one rooming house in the south end of Boston. So we were taking care of people as they were receiving their eviction notices, because what was happening, naturally, the landlords were selling out to young upcoming professionals who wanted to live there in the South End, which is most adorable neighborhood. Anyhow, we would go to the home, visit, and be presented with this letter of eviction. So it's pretty hard to take care of somebody's heart and diabetes and all the other things that are going on when a person has to worry about where to live. So what could we do? Just say, well, Mrs. Jones, let us know when the next time whenever, where you're living, and we'll come back and be your doctor. No way. We went to this committee, Department of, Mass Public Health Association, and brought this up, and they said, well, what are we doing? So we started the round of sending applications to foundations to see if we could get some help to pull resources together to find some alternatives, because where were people going when they couldn't find an alternative place to live? They went to the shelters. Well, you all are familiar. I got to use some slides here. Am I familiar with using slides? What the heck do I do next?
Here.
Oh, okay.
Let me help you.
Help me, Carol. Okay. Okay. I'm going to try to mix the human caring side of this project with, I know you all want statistics and what, how big is the problem and where is it going. So this is going to show that. Okay? Thanks, sweetheart. So the committee got together and we made application, like to the Commonwealth Fund and to other local foundations, to see if we could follow through with one of the ideas that came out of the committee, was to do some transitional housing so that there'd be a place beside the shelter where a person could go to go through a transition to getting relocated to independent living again. Because no matter how humble the person's little unit was in the walk-up, it was home. And, we could pull things together for health care as long as at least there was a hot plate down the hall and a toilet and the most basic things. But anyway, from the shelter, we said, we've got to have transitional. So we went to these foundations, got money from the Commonwealth Fund, Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. I'm so glad to see the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation is one of the sponsors of this meeting. I happen to be a Robert Wood Johnson Community Health Leadership participant leader, and I'm very proud of that, because that really helped once we got some funding to go into transitional, which we started. How are we doing with our slides here?
Okay, we're at challenges.
We're at challenges. Well, okay. I mean, do any of you need to be briefed on what the challenges are for an older person who's homeless? No. It's number one, how do you have health without a home? Just think about that for a minute. If all of you had to leave here today and not look forward to where you live to go home. So the very big challenge is from the shelters to not have a place to go. Okay. They don't know how to use resources. They're not even good at asking for help. On and on. So we got funding and we were able to start doing a little bit of temporary housing. It went so well that we had this big old conference, not like this conference in New Orleans today, but a lot of people from the community, from health services, housing services, legal, the gamut, came together. We talked about how it was successful to move a person from their own little home to an apartment in the Boston Housing Authority that were going vacant because of the high rate of prostitution and crime in the South End. We found vacant apartments that we could make use of with volunteers fixing them up. I think Carol came and wallpapered one day. Anyway, that was successful. So we had this conference, and at the end of the conference I said, would anybody be interested in really going to work on this issue and bring about not just temporary housing, but permanent housing? And I reminded them that my grandmother in Illinois had a rooming house. She was like 84 years old, and she had this rooming house where she would take in transients, getting on the train or off in Kankakee. Anybody know where that is? On their way to Chicago, they'd get off in Kankakee, go to my grandmother's house for a bit of time. And so she did this, and so I said, we need a rooming house. We need to go back to where people could not sign a lease for the next 20 years, but just live for a while. And so that day at that conference, people raised their hands, like people are going to raise their hands today to go to work on this. We developed the Committee to End Elder Homelessness. And we figured, give us about 5 years, at the rate that our success was going in the transitional, if we could really develop some permanent housing, boarding house, whatever style, we could solve the whole problem. We went to public agencies. My darling, Mayor Menino. Any of you know Mayor Menino? Who, I like to just remember him right now, because without Mayor Menino, we'd still be doing the temporary housing. At any rate, with support from the public agencies, the state, the local, the national, we went everywhere. When we talked about this woman, I won't give her name, but maybe some of you know her if you've been around Boston. She literally lived on Newbury Street. Anybody know Newbury Street? She lived on Newbury Street. She had her bag. She was a proverbial bag lady. And she used to have a sign that said, help the needy, not the greedy. Because she'd be going up and down Newbury Street, you know, which is swanky. Now it's swanky. And so she was for 30 years on the street. And one of the people that we finally latched onto to help us with our work was a social worker who had worked with Mary 30 years before. And she's still on the street. So our main objective in doing some rooming house work was to find a place for Mary. And we did. And we did. And she was like our poster child. And if we could actually suit her needs, because she was not a kindly person. I mean, she would tell you what she'd look at you and say, I know you, you son of a... And you know, she would let them have it. Well, anyway, she lived there and died not too long ago, but in her own home. So we were able, through the support, now let's move along here.
Okay, I'll move along.
Let's start with, well, you all know the problem with finances. If you're elderly, the elder index for an elder, $23,000. Well, come on. The average Social Security is $13,000. So Boston is probably one of the highest cost of living cities in the country. And the problem mounts from there. The other problems that people face, of course, are mental health. We go the gamut. But in terms of housing, you can't just put a roof over people's head. And a lot of the work that's been done out of homeless shelters is locating people into apartments or rooming houses or whatever. But they don't have the kind of system to provide the kind of specialized service folks need. People aren't in shelters for no reason at all. In Massachusetts, you can look at the closure of the mental health hospitals and see, well, where did all the mental health, you know? And so you find, like, I think it's 40% or so that have serious mental health issues. But, you know, once you put a roof over someone's head and then have someone from social service, homemaking, go in with the resources and the services that people need to make it through the day, you'd be surprised how the mental health issues can be reduced. And the medical care, you've got to have. I mean, like, I'm a nurse, right? Well, you got to have nursing, you got to have home health care, you got to be able to take people to and from medical facilities for their care. There's a whole network that has to be arranged. We do that, and that's what makes us successful. Let's move along here, because you're going to throw me off the podium here soon, aren't you? We started with a rooming house, like my grandmother's, in Jamaica Plain. 9 rooms, and we started for women only because we said we got to at least keep it simple. Besides, it was easier to relocate the men than to relocate the women out of the shelters. Number one, if an older woman was in a shelter and she was being peaceful and friendly, shelters wanted her to stay. It's like I've had a lot of experience in chronic care facilities. You don't see people moving out of chronic care facilities who are good patients, right? I mean, they're ideal, they're desirable. You know, it's sort of the same thing with shelters. If people are nice and friendly, they want to keep them. So we started our first facility in Jamaica Plain for 9 elderly women. We thought there would be a line out at the door, you know, a waiting list to get in. So we finally had to start an outreach program. And we didn't anticipate having to outreach to find people to live in our housing, but it was the way.